This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back hour three now, and we are live and doing video and radio. We post up the three-hour video radio too, and you also post a beach hour separately. And I actually use my Premiere Pro because I got banned by Spotify guy. I call it Spotify guy, which is the avenue of the New World Order and cyber tech monsters that think that they're going to dictate to Deagle. Stupid idea. Dr. Deagle's going to sue their butt off. And the same with Acast, which used to be Pippa. And the same with Vimeo live stream decides that they're going to ban and take down my 1,000-plus videos. Guess what, you ass bastards are going to pay for it. And I want people to know, the only way to enter this battle is to be, number one, truthful, fearless, and fierce. The idea of entering a half-butt way into this battle, you're going to get your butt kicked. I learned this a long time ago working with Delta Force and Special Op. You have to end the battle over-prepared. I've been prepared for this thing for decades. I mean, that's why I had first line kit 16 years ago when the SARS-3 happened in 2003, H1N1, etc., all those other things. I knew they were going to do this damn thing because all of these are bioweapons. And, Dr. Chu, you've also discovered that iron metabolism and pulse magnetic fields help by blocking the ability to damage the mitochondria. And, of course, we have the Magi, the mini-Magi, and now the little... I call them the micro-magi. These are the little small things, like 2 inches by 6. You can even stick these in your pocket. And if you take the right minerals, like iron, zinc, etc., your body says, hey, I can deliver oxygen to your mitochondria. I can make ATP. Your mitochondria don't need to die, which is what this virus does. It actually does is a high-altitude sickness causing damage to your uncoupling of your F1 protein and your mitochondria. The doctors don't know any biochemistry. They have to go back to literature. Oh, my God, they go, you're right. Oh... So they're giving ventilators to people who have altitude sickness, and that's not the solution to the problem, is it? That's why this guy, we talked about this last hour, was Dr. Dan Royal. They did a treatment with a Cell-Vito map developed in Germany and Italy, and the person recovered from the COVID virus because they actually used a pulse magnetic field to treat the mitochondrial damage caused by the COVID virus. So I'd like you to expand on that, please.
Last night, Dr. Bill, I was on a conference call with some of my friends in the Hopi Nation. The Hopi Reservation is right smack dab in the middle of Navajo land.
Right.
The whole purpose of it was, you know, the Hopi and the Navajo are under basically best described as martial law. They're completely locked down. They can't leave their homes without...
Well, who's doing that? Is that the actual Hopi Nation themselves or is it the federal government?
Yeah, they're following instructions from our wonderful folks at the BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Oh, really?
And there's a reason for it, Dr. Bill. This has gone underreported. I got to break the news. That's why I wanted to thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Let me share with you, this was in the Salt Lake Tribune, buried in the very back page on the local... B10 page, and I just happen to cut my. Here is the headline: Mobile Virus Testing Unit Dispatched to Navajo Nation. Okay,
really?
So reported to the Salt Lake Tribune by Zach Podmore. Quote: If the Navajo Nation were a U.S. state, it would rank number one per capita COVID-19 infections and death, slightly ahead of New York and New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. As of Monday, the country's largest Native American reservation, which overlaps with Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico, and has...
That's Four Corners.
174,000 residents, had 1,632 confirmed cases of the virus and 62 total deaths, a per capita infection rate of just under 1,000 per 100,000 people. New York's infection rate, by comparison... was 990 per 100,000 on Monday. So it's exceeded them. Now here's the key. There's not much testing going on in the Navajo Nation. These are people that are coming in thanks to the Navajo Nation with this problem and then they're there's very limited testing, and even the limited testing is showing this huge percentage. So what the heck is going on with the Navajo and the Hopi? Now, you have to be, you have to get a picture of what we're talking about here. I have been on the Hopi reservation many times with my friend. He's what's called a traditionalist Hopi, not a progressive. He wants to live the way he's always lived in his ancestry, keeping the ancient traditions alive. So he does not have running water. He does not have plumbing in his home. He does not have electricity. Okay, this is third world.
And yeah, in other words, he eats things like barrel cactus juice and native Hopi plants, which basically means 300 years ago, a Hopi person or a person of three or four corners would be a super athlete, would beat all our Olympic athletes. But yeah, now, they're diabetic and renal failure and going blind, aren't they?
Yeah, and so he explained to me how he was in a conference call with some of there was a Navajo Nation representative from Tuba City on the line with us, and he had four of his top village elders to talk to me, and I was asking him all these questions. I said, given what I know about the Navajo, is this article correct? Do you have this many cases? He said, yeah, it's got everybody very scared among both the Navajo and the Hopi. A lot of our people are dying and very, very sick, and we don't understand why, so they've locked us down. See, I was going to go down and show them the Magi about 6 weeks ago, but they locked me out. I was not allowed to go down. I didn't.
You're not allowed to go down and show them the Magi, because the Magi would have rescued a lot of these people, right?
Yeah, they call the white people Pahana. They said, no Pahana allowed. There's roadblocks. You will be flat out turned away. You
have
to go into Tuba City. Yeah, they wouldn't even let anybody, any white man, come on the reservation.
Oh, really?
This is what I was asking on through this conference call. What's going on? How is it? Okay, they can't use social distancing and the model that Fauci puts out about how this thing contracts. The Hopi are not world travelers, and they don't have world travelers coming in an international airport in Tuba City.
Right.
They don't. They hardly have any car at all to get around on. How does a Navajo Nation with 40% of the homes not even having running water or electricity?
Right.
How is this such a massive? It's eclipsing New York State, New York.
Well, let me throw something out, and I'll bet you run with this. I know how to make scalar weapons. In fact, one of my guys is here today working around our place. Is an engineer, and I call my apocalypse engineer, and we know how to take hot pepper stuff and weaponize your paintball machine, your striker, so you can turn your paintball gun into kind of like a hot, pepper ball gun. But we're also working on what's called much more lethal than gun apocalyptic weapons, okay? And you got to understand, the globalists know this. In fact, it's my suspicion their broadcasting frequencies have similar co-toxic effects in the mitochondria as the virus. And that's why when they put these 130,000 towers in Hubei province in China, and then a lot of the virus was released. And by the way, it wasn't accidental. It was on purpose because it was all planned out after October 19th, event 201, which you've very detailedly gone over. The members that were there, United Nations, World Health Organization, Gates Foundation, etc. And it's my suspicion these people may not even have any of them actually have the virus. They may be affected by scalar radiation. God knows what the hell's going on. But my guess is that we may have future, if you want to call pandemics, that are actually scalar pandemics, not due to viral, or a co-toxin effect of the scalar pandemic on top of the virus. What do you think?
Let me explain what I agree. I mean, this is where I connected some of the dots.
Right.
Now, this is out there. I think I sent to you this TED Talk of the University of Miami professor Meyer, Dr. Meyer. In 2013, he gave an incredible TED Talk and called it nanoviruses. The TED Talk is pretty amazing because he shows absolutely microscopic pictures of these nanoviruses in action. Here's what he showed, that they've been able to take and inject these nanobots into the body. The body then, they go in and implant into the cells of certain DNA. It shows a picture of him injecting the DNA into your cells, And then the cells in turn explode because they're now into, they've replicated themselves. All these other nanobots are now busy changing your DNA into recombinant new, and he used the term, novel new viruses inside your body.
Right.
Now, he also said these nanobot robots can be controlled remotely, like with a signal, a radio frequency.
Exactly, which is what basically this doctor from Harvard University that got arrested 2 months ago, he was involved with this research, wasn't he?
Yeah, so here's what I'm suggesting. When I asked my friend in the Hopi Reservation, I said, you remember you called me last year and even the year before asking my opinion on should you get the seasonal flu vaccine? Because you were upset, and because all of your traditionalist Hopi were upset. The progressives were all trying to force you because they were showing that they wouldn't receive their food allotments from the BIA.
Oh.
Unless you have the seasonal flu vaccine.
Wow, keep that thought
aging back. Now, restore those joints, boost your strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
So, let's summarize what you've said so far, Dr. Chouat. What you're saying is that the nanotechnology with Dr. Lieber in Harvard, who, by the way, worked on neural lace with Elon Musk to hack into human consciousness, also worked with the University of Nobe and had this 1,000 Talents program. Scientists going back and forth, not only with samples, but also he gave nanotechnology to create the Sigma-1 protein so they can attach to the human receptor, but also these nanobots that basically are in vaccines so they can alter your biology and make you vulnerable. It doesn't surprise me at all. As I've said before, and this was probably the reason why I got removed from Vimeo and Livestream and also Acast and the Spotify guy called Spotify, these maniacs think they can tell the ego what to do. And Acast, Pippa.io, by the way, you know I'm at your numbers, son of bitches, that you come to my home to force vaccinate or chip my family, I'm going to kill you so damn fast you won't know you're at a freaking pulse. If that offends you, tough. I believe as a Christian it's my right to defend myself against tyranny, and this is plain in-your-face tyranny, and Trump better get with it and fire not only the World Health Organization, the World Horrors Organization, call them, but all these agencies that are completely involved in the deep state with their SAD, Special Activity Division, the CIA, and all these agencies, every damn one of them, National Institute of Allergy, the American Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, they're all friggin' psychotic criminals, aren't they?
Well, again, you look at Fauci when he comes up and he says, war computer models, and the same rhetoric is coming out of Johns Hopkins, the College of Infectious.
They're the ones that actually sponsored the damn thing October 19th.
Yeah, so I mean, what computer model, where you get it, who's drawing up all these computer models? Are you telling the world that you're following some artificial intelligence supercomputer telling you how to manage the pandemic, and that we can't verify that it's even real?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are, and don't get me wrong, people are dying, people are sick, they're suffering hypoxia, and people are dying. People are dying in the Navajo reservation.
But, you know, if I can get three things to people, number one, our antipathogenics, Neutrodine, Alcimed, NutriSilver. If I can get them my NutriDefense that strips off the capsule, if I can give them my PowerC Plus capsules or crystals and the Cell Defense capsule or crystal, and give them zinc like your Nanotech zinc, which I have, by the way, at the bottom of my list of my products is the Nanotech zinc, my Cell Defense Plus with zinc, my polyphenols like NDH Max and Green Tea Supreme, guess what? Your mitochondria would be fine, and you wouldn't need a friggin' respirator or an ECMO machine because this is a high-altitude sickness caused by mitochondrial uncoupling of the F1 protein. It's attacked with nanotechnology on the energetics of your cells, and it's only a secondary infection. And people, doctors are finally starting to get some doctors. I just saw this intensivist last week on a video. Hey, Dr. Deagle, he's saying this. He didn't say I was right. But I'm not getting sued. Any frigging politicians. These people are out of the bowels of Hades, okay? They won't talk to me. Trump won't talk to me. They all went, well, if we give enough ventilators and we pump enough money, that money is coming out of our back pocket, coming out of our pension funds, out of the value of our home, out of everything in society. You cannot keep on printing money. We are in free fall right now. And if Trump wants to be president in the fall, he's had two ways. Either he opens the economy now, or in the fall he declares martial law. That's the only way he'll be president in the fall.
Can I tell you of a conversation I had back in the early 90s? I remember this really well. My mentor, Dr. Linus Pauling, introduced us. He says, you need to talk to her. Her name is Dr. Eleonora. Her last name is Dr. McBean. Dr. Eleonora, she was about the same age as Dr. Pauling. She lived through the 1918 pandemic. She was 10 years old.
Wow.
In 1918. Okay, she was born in 1908. So you get an idea of how old she was. She's a fireball, as she was talking to me, because she's written books.
How long ago is this now?
This was 1991 when I talked to her. She mm-hmm. has published two books. She sent me signed copies of her books. She wouldn't let me pay for them. Her first book was called The Poisoned Needle. She wrote this in 1957. And in the book, as I read it, I was just like, holy mackerel, she's nailed this. She documents the same thing in the book that I republished called Horrors of Vaccination, which was published in 1921. She was like, okay, she did her own homework, and it's a corroboration of what was in this book, showing that the 1918 pandemic was not caused at all by a communicable virus. It was all because of vaccination. And people say, I talked to an ex-FDA director today. He says, well, it wasn't even vaccines back then. I said, stop. Yeah, that's what people are led to believe. They want you to believe that the soft vaccine was the first vaccine for polio. No, no, no. Rockefeller did a massive vaccination campaign in 16 and 17, introducing a typhus fever and diphtheria vaccination, primarily to save the troops of the Great War from trench warfare.
Right.
In 1915 and 16, more soldiers were dying from typhus fever than bullets or mustard gas.
Right.
So we had this vaccine that went out by the millions.
Right. In fact, then they actually were vaccinated. When they got to Spain, they got sickly called Spanish flu, but they got it because they were vaccinated, weren't they?
That's exactly right. And he was equal opportunity poisoner because he gave it to the his international connections. He gave it to the Kaiser's troops, too. So the Serbians and the Germans were just as deadly. And so it became the posh thing in 1917 and into 1918 to get a vaccine for typhus. It became... You know, man, everybody that was anybody was getting these vaccines. And this is what Dr. McBean was telling me on the phone.
Well,
this was absolutely a vaccine-induced disease. And in part of her book, Dr. Bill, she talks about, you know, they allowed testing on inmates that were scheduled for death. They were death row inmates that volunteered.
Right.
They had actually took lung material, thinking this was some kind of a new bacteria. They didn't know about viruses in 1918, but she says they crushed all this material up, and they tried inducing it in by people breathing it in, seeing how they were trying to test how viral it could be by how they fast it could catch it, and out of 100 inmates. Not one could catch it. So it was not passed as a bacteria would pass, which really scared them because they thought it was a bacteria.
And by the way, this vaccine, by the way, it does very similar effects to the mitochondria as the current COVID virus. The gain of function, what they did at a BSL lab in North Carolina, is they converted from something that was in a vaccine, something that could be an airborne pathogen. And it was co-toxic with the electropollution of smart grid and 5G and 6G network. So that what we have now is they've taken the 1918 flu, which, by the way, I know from scientists I had contact with, including Zerk, they even exhumed bodies from Alaska that died of the 1918 flu, and they tried to resurrect the virus so to see how they convert it. The BSL labs in Iraq and the ones transferred back to China were trying to weaponize this with nanotechnology to put it as an airborne super pathogen with gain of function for North Carolina, right?
That's what they tried to do, but I'm here to tell you, it still can be caught. According to Dr. McBean, she said, you cannot catch a virus. You cannot catch a virus.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back.
The only way to get them is the vaccine and being induced by the...
Get help.
This is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump paying tribute to American truckers during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Sometimes weeks at end, truck drivers leave their homes and deliver supplies that American families need and count on during this national crisis, and at all other times. Their routes connect every farm, hospital, manufacturer, business, and community in the country. In the war against the virus, American truckers are the foot soldiers who are really carrying us to victory, and they are. They've done an incredible job. We've had no problems. It's been just great, and we want to thank you very much.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, criticizes Democrats for blocking additional aid to a popular small business relief fund that has run dry. The senator calling it surreal as the coronavirus crisis continues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're a car...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I think we talked about something very profound here. Now, I'm going to make a statement. This is classified, by the way, but you can validate with Dr. Bean. I found out that at least 97 to 98% of human genome DNA in all of our genes, we have 32,500 alleles to code for all the proteins and enzymes. Every single gene to make all the structural proteins and even the structure of our body, all these particular genes actually, the reason why viruses have receptors to attach to our cells is they're the genetic yard sale that brings DNA and has been for eons, going back to the previous versions of humans. You see, we're constantly what I call punctuated recreation of our previous versions of whatever creature we were. That's why we're genetically related to mice and other things, is we have 22 genes that are completely foreign to other primates, by the way. And you have to understand that, think of the virus as almost like a genetic yard sale. They bring a chunk of DNA, say, hey, I love that chunk of DNA. And there's parts of your DNA that are actually coding for a new version of you and new genetic upgrades. During your life, you can pass on genetically and epigenetically to your descendants. We're not a fixed creature. We're constantly being recreated inside our own code. We're coding new genetic code based on our environment and our exposure to new viruses. And what they're doing is trying to insert viruses to change the genetic code of the human race, isn't it? So the reason why there's receptors there is because the part of the biology of how what a human being is, what any living creature is viruses are not just, you know, just like reverse transcriptase and these bovine spongiform encephalopathy. This nature is proteins can code for mRNA. mRNA can take over the genetic reproduction process, and we can code for adaptive proteins. That's why you can have a leaf that has the same pattern on the leaf as the insects on the leaf. So you say, oh my God, why does that insect on its on the wing of the insect look just like a leaf on the plant? It's because of epigenetic modification and genetic upgrading by every living organism, because we code for new DNA. So in other words, think of viruses as like the genetic yard sale. What do you think of that? Cool, hey?
That's exactly what Dr. Myers is saying in that TED Talk, and That's why I want you to listen to that, because, I mean, you'll get it. I got it. And I
learned this 30 years ago, okay? I've been working on these classified things for a long time. And you're right. I want to look at this full TED Talk. I looked at part of it. This is very significant because what they did is they wanted to take this nanotechnology to modify the human race. Right?
So all he's saying is that these special, I mean, these are so small, these nanobots, that they're any smaller than the viruses, and they come in, they know which part of the genome to start recombinant work on. And he says, because of their specific programming in the nanobots, we can have them create a novel new viral structure to do amazing things, to be our servants.
Well, they can actually create nanobots to actually restructure you, to actually give you life extension technology, restructure your cells so your mitochondria don't die easily. In other words, there's a positive side to this, too, that nanotechnology can literally make the human race have literally a limitless lifespan, or change our ability to use our astrocytes. We use like 95% of our brain tissue instead of 5 or 10%. People need to realize these maniacs are trying to change technology that could be used for health and for improving, let's say, even our soil. For example, one of the problems is agrobacteria fix minerals, and minerals are then absorbed by the rhizomes of plants. And without minerals, you can't get vitamins, minerals, and food value in food. Our food has no food value. It has all these trace minerals and microminerals are not present. And we wonder why the people are getting sicker. It's because our mitochondria are limping along, and people are getting ADD, ADHD, heart failure, which is increasing because of mitochondrial dysfunction. And this virus, just like the seasonal flu, when you have low levels of vitamin D and antioxidants, no wonder your mitochondria are dying. And then instead of fixing the problem, they add nanobots in these vaccines, and they add scalar radiation that literally affects your epigenetic control of your genes. And no wonder people are getting screwed up, right?
Well, that's exactly what we said, going back to what Dr. McBean told me. And I gotta admit, because I don't have her 50 years of experience, but what she told me was like, wow, if Dr. Pauling sanctions you, I guess it must be right. Because she kept saying, you know, the viruses are our friends. There's no such thing as a bad virus. There's bad bacteria, but there's also really good bacteria in your body, too.
Well, in fact, without the good bacteria, you, like animals, if they don't get the bacteria from their mama and the colostrum, they die. If you don't have probiotic bacteria in your gut, you don't make vitamin K2, you don't make all of the anti-cancer nutraceuticals, you don't even protect your mitochondria. These probiotic bacteria are commensals, they're our buddies. And that's why when you take antibiotics, you can increase your cancer risk up to 3.5 years by killing off your good probiotic bacteria. Then they get overtaken by what's called deconjugating bacteria, which means if your liver conjugates toxins, these deconjugating bacteria is re-released, so it goes back to your target organs, your brain, your liver, your kidneys, and your pancreas. Duh! People need to realize that biology is very complex, and we are a commensal organism. Even our cells are a chimera between mitochondria that have their own separate DNA and our mommy-daddy DNA and our nucleoplasm. They don't understand this. We are a biological ecosystem. And we're connected to the ecosystem. That's why even plant phenol compounds, just by walking in the forest, will increase our ability of neutrophils to fight against infection and cancer. Just absorbing it by breathing it in or coming through your skin will make your neutrophils stronger. I saw the article this morning. I was watching the papers. So what people need to start understanding, we have to understand that man is an ecological organism. When you lose the Schumann resonance of the Earth's magnetic field and pulse frequency, when you lose the biological molecules in soil that has minerals in it, and when you introduce nanotechnology that could cause good and bring in good genes to help the body strengthen itself and adapt to new stressors, which is why viruses are present. These viruses are like, as they say, going to a yard sale for genetic material. The body says, hey, yeah, that piece of DNA will help me adapt to XYZ. That's why the viruses are there, isn't it?
Well, I wish Dr. McBean was still alive. I wish Dr. Pauling was still alive. But they passed the torch to me, Dr. Bill.
Right,
so
right.
I got a better voice. I imagine what Dr. McBean would say if she was on the air with you today and Dr.
Paul. Oh, she would agree. I mean, I'm certain. I learned this decades ago. I knew from my classified sources that the viruses, and people say, well, what do you mean? Did God create us? Of course he did. But we were created through his mechanism, his thing. He literally created this ecological system for continuous recreation. See, he didn't just create it and we're done. You know, Adam and Eve, you're done. No. We're a constantly recreating organism. And depending on our environment, good or bad, we're going to recreate ourselves into either stronger bodies or weaker bodies, or become more vulnerable to electrical pollution that can hack into our consciousness even. And the globalists, what they want to do is eventually hack in with things like neural lace and so on, so they know pre-crime, they know even what you're thinking. So people go, oh, no, they won't do that. I say, you know what, you're an idiot, and you're going to die stupid. Okay? The globalists are spending trillions of dollars to hack into human consciousness, aren't they?
Well, let me finish what I was trying to tell you about Dr. McBean.
Go ahead.
She would say, because her second book was published in 1977. It's called The Swine Flu Exposed. It was Dr. McBean, more than anybody else, who led the charge with our microbiologist team to expose the White House's, President Ford's incredibly stupid swine flu pandemic that was wanting to get everybody vaccinated back in 19.
And by the way, that vaccine killed a lot of people, didn't it?
It did, and she exposed it. Why? Because her whole premise in her book, 1977, Swine Flu Exposed, is this. Firewalls in DNA are very, very impossible to cover, even with recombination. They've tried and tried, and they've been trying since then, but they haven't been able to. Because why? She explained it to me, and this is in her book. You cannot catch a pig virus. You cannot catch a bat virus. You cannot, because there's specific firewalls that preclude that. Now, she said, that doesn't mean that if a bat is carrying a rabies virus and it bites you and passes that virus into your bloodstream, you can get rabies. That's how rabies
right.
is passed.
Okay? Right.
But she goes on to explain that, indeed, there's firewalls genetically that you can't cross. So,
You know what they were doing, by the way, with the BSL lab in Iraq that Dr. Ford talks about, that they transferred Dr. Liu, and she actually announced in 2017 in her paper, they were working on the Sigma-1 protein to jump this normal firewall and create a special transgenic thing that will allow the ACE receptor to be attacked by this virus with a new genetically engineered, reverse-engineered Sigma-1 protein to allow the virus to invade human cells. That's what they published, 2017. I have the papers.
Well, okay, they might have tried that, but the bottom line, she says, is, and she knows, is they've tried and tried and tried to do.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're over and over again trying. Keep that thought. We'll be right back. Dr. Drew.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at
summarize what we have said so far. First off, our science has got to the point, and some of it was in that, it was the Rothschild Foundation set up the typhus vaccine that created actually the 1918 pandemic. It was a typhus vaccine. In fact, our troops were vaccinated with a typhus vaccine when the virus emerged in their lung tissue in Spain. They called it the Spanish flu. It wasn't Spanish. It was a typhus vaccine put forward by the Rockefeller Foundation. And they've been researching for years. They even exhumed bodies from Alaska, trying to see if they could work with the nanotechnology. What they've done right now in the science, and we worked with our BSL labs, including the ones in Australia, taking the bat AIDS virus, and melding it together. And we helped them. We gave them all the information. That's why when I see Fox News lying and say, "Well, yeah, they just were investigating viruses from bats," I'm thinking, "Why are you liars there?" I know why. Because Donald J. Trump will have to fire Birx and Fauci and Bill Gates and all these other maniacs that are there and the United Nations, all these so-called health agencies, the Fatal Drugs Allowed People, the Center for Disease Creation, the World Horrors Organization, the American Association of Allergy and Infectious Disease. Every one of these was collaborating with the Chinese, and we're doing this nanotechnology. The Chinese, by the way, have documents going back 30 years that they were trying to create a race-specific non-Asian weapon to kill non-Asians, right? And you have to create the weapon first, then you create a countermeasure, okay? So at some point, whether it was an accident or on purpose, the weapon got out, okay? And the weapon was being made there because we collaborated. And Fox News has now moved from what was a wet market, or not even bats in that wet market. None. N-O-N-E. This is now open fact. But then I still see the lying pieces of human journalistic garbage lying and still saying this. And the fact is that Trump is such a weak president in terms of all these maniacs around him. He tolerates them. He got rid of the WHO. Why don't you get rid of Birx and Fauci and Dr. Bill Gates? We're going to call him doctor from now on because he acts like he's a freaking doctor, the idiot. They're being interviewed by Alan with their legs crossed, giving an interview to the, "You're such a great guy." Yeah, basically, you're a great level, high level incubi satanic eugenicist, you bastard. That's what he is, okay?
Well, let me just, I want you to focus on something else, if you would, Dr.
Bill. Go ahead.
I'm a student of World War II. I have all these historical books on what precipitated World War II as it came out. But Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Corps, the scientists that came over in Operation Paperclip at the end of World War II, right?
Right. And it wasn't just for our space program.
No.
There's a thing called the Man in the High Tower. It's on Amazon Video. In the fifth season of this year, it's supposed to be the final season, the Nazis and the Thule Society and these occultists did not lose World War II. The Nazis did not lose it. They became the OSS that later became the operation that was called Project Omega, conceived by the Nazis in Austria in the 1930s, and they succeeded. And in fact, our agencies that are running the world through the United Nations and these globalist organizations are completely Nazi Thule Society from Middle Europe and Germany and Austria.
Yeah. Thank you for that. But the whole point I'm bringing out, Dr. Bill, is one of the things that they began to institute in the new Germany is planned euthanasia of the elderly that were kind of weak and sickly and the people that were chronically diseased.
I
call this COVID-19 the euthanasia virus. That's exactly.
In fact, remember, euthanasia came from America and was exported to Germany. In fact, Adolf Hitler had our magazines from the 1920s pushing the idea of eugenicide, which actually came from America, not Germany. They adopted it from us, and they expanded it. And the Nazi Party, the people who invented this, the idea of eugenics, including forced cutting of the anterofrontal lobes and forced sterilization of people who were mentally retarded back 100 years ago, guess what? We were doing it first before the Germans. They followed us, didn't they?
So here we have the same thing happening. A test, an experiment. Let's suppose that what I'm saying is right, that these nanobots were injected into the seasonal flu, which, again, are always foisted on your nursing homes, people in high risk. You better get your flu shot because you're immunocompromised. You can't get the flu. So they inject this foreign DNA garbage into your cells, which are probably, I think, full of nanobot technology that are activated by the 5G. And they create this novel new virus inside your body to attack your oxygen-carrying capacity.
And by the way, they can never prove that there's anybody with an elevated antibody level to any virus except males 20 to 40. And that's why when they give these vaccines to seniors, like even Bill Idiot Gates says, I don't think the vaccines work for elderly, so they want to triple and increase the strength of the vaccine. They still don't increase any measurable antibody level, IgM or IgG antibody levels. They're full of crap. These vaccines don't do a damn thing except screw up your biology, don't they?
So I make the challenge. I challenge this to our state governor. If you want to prove me wrong, please, Dr. Bill, have anybody send you a documented case from a state coroner of any victim that has died from COVID-19, age 21 to 35, with zero underlying health conditions such as asthma or diabetes, free of anything, that has died of this without and has not taken the seasonal flu vaccine. I challenge. I want to see one case history.
I guarantee you'll find that's exactly what it's correct.
Instead, you look at the vast number. They're all in the same demographics. This is like a covert euthanasia. Okay.
Exactly. You know how I got converted on vaccines? My daughter's 27. 6 months into her heart problem, she had heart surgery in 6 months. My colleague decided that he was going to give my daughter the acellular pertussis vaccine. I didn't want her to give the MMR. I knew it was real bad because it contained oncoviruses. That night after she got the vaccine, she had a fever spike and she had a respiratory arrest. And guess what I had to do? I had to intubate her and save her life, my daughter Kelsey. Now, let me tell you, I started doing research, and I started getting more and more angry, realizing I was lied to by my effing professors. Excuse my English, but I really am that angry. And you medical doctors have got your head so far up your intellectual butt, you haven't seen intellectual daylight in decades. Now, you need to wake up, people. If they want to give me and my family a vaccine, I got a vaccine for them, and it contains lead or scalar or advanced technology. They haven't seen the weapons I have coming for them. I will arrange an appointment to meet their maker. Let me tell you, people, you can't say that, Dr. Deagle. Yeah, I can, actually. Because right now, we are in revolution mode. This is a war against the human race, isn't it? This is not this is just going to blow over. Really, it's going to blow over when your dust or your ashes blow over. It's not going to blow over, is it?
Well, they will live. They'll have a respite because they're going to focus now in the herd immunity, as Fauci said, and other talking heads.
If you don't have a card or an ID tag or whatever, you're not be able to go and leave your home. Like this crazy Michigan governor, you know?
The vaccine that's coming out will have an infrared scanning ability, so that just a simple infrared scanner can give you a full history of your of how you've been vaccinated, and you won't be able to get in stores or whether it's grocery stores or department stores or big box stores or any sporting event.
Or they'll have a log on thing on your computer, probably a little device that if you don't log on with your chip, you won't be able to buy or sell even online, right?
Yeah, I sent you the latest from Microsoft and Bill Gates in that email this morning that talks with Dr. Myers Nanotechnology.
Well, by the way, do you know the next operating system that Bill Gates and his agency want to use? I know it's for my techie guys in the military. There's the next operating system, not Windows 10 or 11. Guess what it is? It's AI. Your next operating system for all your computers in the Western world will be an artificially intelligent distributed Cybot. Just like Siri, you know, the Cybot that will respond to your questions. People don't realize what's coming, do they? They realize the beast is here, people.
Brussels, Belgium is where the World Health Organization gets their computer documents. The computer model that Fauci is foisting on everybody through these mindless governors, the computer models are artificial intelligence created models.
Right, right, of course they are.
Driven by AI right now. That's
right.
Governing.
Nothing. I can tell you, here's my solution to the problem. I'm going to just summarize here. Test everybody's nutritional status, predict their mitochondria, like vitamin zinc and vitamin D, etc. Get them on my Nutridyne, Power C Plus, powder, crystals, and the Kirkland Gold or capsules. Wear a NIOSH mask so you won't cough on somebody else, and a little visor so the aerosol won't get into your eyes. Have cleansers to clean your hands. And it's not the 6 foot thing is garbage. If you've got a mask on that stops nanoparticles, you can be 2 feet or 1 foot. Who cares? Let people go back to church. Let people go back to work. Reopen the economy. Don't force vaccinate people. Let's get real here. Let's get the integrated medicine, incorporated medicine, like everybody get access to inexpensive and affordable integrated medicine, every American, every person on earth. Then the problem is solved, right?
There is no problem other than what we make ourselves.
Exactly.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.